Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Unforgetting, A Memoir of Family, Migration, Gangs, and Revolution in the Americas by Roberto Lovato is a hybrid of personal history and political reportage that traces how violence and displacement move across borders and generations. Lovato, a journalist and immigrant rights advocate, uses his family story as an entry point into larger forces shaping the hemisphere U.S. intervention in Central America, civil wars and their aftermath, the evolution of gangs, and the modern machinery of policing and deportation. The memoir frames migration not as an isolated choice, but as a consequence of decisions made by governments, armed groups, and economic systems that reverberate from rural villages to U.S. cities. Moving between memories, investigation, and cultural reflection, the book highlights how trauma can be inherited and how silence can become a survival strategy. At the same time, it insists on recovering buried histories as a form of resistance, connecting intimate moments of family life to the contested realities of revolution, exile, and belonging in the Americas. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, family memory as a map of the Americas. A central focus of the memoir is the way family stories function as an alternative archive, preserving truths that official histories often flatten or erase. Lovato treats remembrance as a method he reconstructs a lineage shaped by movement between Central America and the United States, showing how migration rearranges identity, language, and social position. Rather than presenting memory as purely nostalgic, the book emphasizes its fragility and its power. What gets remembered, what gets silenced, and what gets reshaped by fear or shame can determine how later generations understand themselves. By tying intimate recollections to public events, the narrative suggests that families carry geopolitical forces inside everyday life, a parent's caution, a sudden disappearance, a city neighborhood that feels like refuge and trap at once. This approach also challenges readers to reconsider what counts as credible knowledge. The memoir demonstrates how personal testimony, community rumor, and embodied experience can reveal patterns that statistics miss. In doing so, it builds a map of the Americas that is emotional and historical at the same time, where borders are not just lines on paper but pressures that bend lives, relationships, and futures. Secondly, migration as consequence, not exception. The book frames migration as a predictable result of destabilization, repression, and unequal economies, rather than a sudden crisis that appears at the border. Lovato links individual decisions to flee or to cross to wider conditions, war and counterinsurgency campaigns, the collapse of rural livelihoods, and the lure and exploitation of U.S. labor markets. This perspective shifts the moral and political questions around immigration. Instead of asking why people come, the memoir pushes toward asking what forces push them out and who benefits from those forces. It also examines the layered experience of arrival, the mixture of relief and disorientation, the pressure to assimilate, and the ways immigrant communities build protection through networks, cultural continuity, and street-level strategies for survival. The narrative underscores that migration is not a single journey but an ongoing state, sustained by remittances, phone calls, legal precarity, and the constant possibility of return or removal. By presenting movement across borders as part of a long hemispheric chain of cause and effect, the memoir invites readers to see immigration debates as discussions about history, responsibility, and interconnected futures, not merely about paperwork or enforcement. Thirdly, gangs, war aftermath, and the circulation of violence. Lovato explores how gangs emerge and mutate within transnational currents of violence, particularly in communities shaped by war, displacement, and aggressive policing. Rather than reducing gang members to stereotypes, the memoir situates gangs within a continuum civil conflict, produces trauma and weapons, migration creates uprooted youth searching for belonging, and urban marginalization narrows legitimate paths to status and income. The book also points to feedback loops between the United States and Central America. Policies and practices, such as mass incarceration and deportation, can export experienced gang structures and intensify insecurity in receiving countries, while the resulting violence then fuels further migration. This analysis complicates simple narratives that treat gangs as an external threat arriving from elsewhere. Instead, the memoir portrays them as a phenomenon co-produced across borders by social neglect, state repression, and the aftershocks of geopolitical decisions. At the human level, it emphasizes how violence seeps into families and communities, shaping how people walk down a street, choose friends, or trust institutions. By tracing these circuits, the book encourages readers to think in systems and timelines rather than headlines, recognizing that today's security dilemmas are often yesterday's political choices made visible in new forms. Fourthly, revolution, U.S. power, and the politics of erasure. Another major topic is the long shadow of revolution and counter-revolution in the Americas, and how U.S. influence intersects with local struggles. The memoir highlights how interventions, alliances, and military strategies can set conditions that persist long after formal conflicts end. Lovato describes a world where ideology is not abstract. It becomes checkpoints, disappearances, exile, and the moral injuries that families absorb. Just as importantly, the book examines how societies manage the memory of these upheavals. Official narratives may celebrate stability while ignoring the costs paid by civilians, or they may portray violence as inevitable rather than as the outcome of deliberate policies. Lovato positions Unforgetting as an act that contests this erasure, insisting that acknowledging the past is necessary for accountability and healing. The memoir also illustrates how revolutionary dreams and disappointments live on in diaspora communities, where political identity can harden, fragment, or transform under the pressures of survival in the United States. By weaving personal stakes into a broader critique of power, the book provides readers with tools to interpret current debates about migration and security as chapters in a longer history of contested sovereignty, uneven development, and suppressed truths. Lastly, Identity, Belonging, and the Costs of Silence. The memoir pays close attention to how identity is negotiated under conditions of fear, racism, and legal uncertainty. Lovato shows belonging as something that must be built and defended, often through choices that carry emotional costs. Silence becomes a recurring survival tactic. Families may avoid discussing war experiences, gang threats, or immigration status to reduce risk and pain. Yet the book also reveals how silence can distort intimacy and self-understanding, leaving younger generations to inherit anxiety without context. In response, Unforgetting becomes a practice of reclaiming voice, lineage, and dignity. The narrative explores how language, neighborhood culture, and political consciousness shape a person's sense of self across borders, and how labels like immigrant or criminal can be imposed and internalized. The book highlights the tension between personal safety and public truth-telling, especially for communities that are surveilled, profiled, or scapegoated. By foregrounding the psychological and cultural dimensions of displacement, the memoir offers more than policy critique. It invites readers to consider how healing might require facing painful histories, and how telling a fuller story can restore agency to individuals and communities whose experiences are too often reduced to slogans. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want to understand migration and violence in the Americas beyond simplified news cycles, including students of history and politics, journalists, community organizers, and anyone with family ties to Central America or immigrant neighborhoods in the United States. It can benefit a reader's life by expanding empathy into informed perspective, showing how personal choices are shaped by larger systems, and how inherited trauma and silence can influence identity, relationships, and civic engagement. Lovato's approach encourages readers to connect dots between foreign policy, policing, deportation, and community survival, which can deepen how they interpret public debates and make decisions as voters, professionals, or neighbors. Compared with similar books that focus only on policy or only on personal narrative, Unforgetting stands out for blending memoir with investigative and historical context, making the stakes both intimate and structural. It offers a hemispheric lens that treats borders as lived realities and explains how violence circulates rather than simply appearing. For buyers looking for a single book that bridges family story, migration history, and the origins and consequences of gang dynamics, it provides a distinctive, coherent synthesis that rewards careful reading and reflection. If you would like to support Roberta Lovato, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.